You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Back here at a, I'd say, confused WVU Coliseum, where Monmouth leads West Virginia 26-21. Our halftime show is presented by the Asbury Park Press, your number one source for local news and information at the Jersey Shore. The AP3 is a proud supporter of Monmouth Athletics, as we're now joined by the Monmouth beat writer and one of the men that make the Asbury Park Press go, our good friend Josh Newman, who's made the trip down. Josh, how you doing this evening?
I'm hanging in there. It was a long morning, long drive. Once you get into the mountains, you get kind of tired of driving. But, you know, we're here now. It's college basketball season, and it's kind of interesting right now at halftime.
It's been a very interesting first 20 minutes. The Hawks on top by five. Your early impressions, at least the first 20 minutes of the season, of this Monmouth team on the road at a Big 12 opponent?
A couple things. One, when they came out, when the game started, it was pretty apparent, at least to me, that they wanted to grind the tempo of this game way down, not let West Virginia get out and go. They wanted to control the tempo, and for the most part, the game's been played in the half court, very slow pace, which is what Monmouth wanted to do. Second, I think this second unit for Monmouth, guys like Austin Tillman, Max DeLeo, especially Tillman, he's kind of looked overwhelmed here in his college debut, and I don't know if King Rice can ride Josh James and Justin Robinson, you know, 30, 34 minutes, but he might have to if they think that they're going to win this game tonight.
Which right now, you would say up five, who knows?
No, exactly, who knows? I mean, you know, you came down here, you know, to open the season, to cash your guarantee check, and I don't think anybody thought that they'd be up by five at the half. You know, you're right there. You know, you need to clean up some of the rebounding problems. They've given up 18 offensive rebounds, but you're right there. You're in the game against a Power 5 school, and, you know, there's, you know, you're 20 minutes away from just a colossal upset right now.
17% is what West Virginia shot in that first half compared to 45 from Monmouth. The Mountaineers take 16 more field goals than the Hawks, as Josh said. They have an 18-3 advantage on the offensive glass, but Josh, we've noticed, and Steve's mentioned it a few times on the broadcast, West Virginia just will come down and hoist from three and really don't have any legit, or at least for the first half, knockdown shooters. They have guys who can score. And again, a lot of JUCOs, some players who are younger, so they're still feeling themselves out as well. And even their stud, Juwan Staton, with just 7 points. He's actually the game's high scorer right now. But hasn't been a very fluid first 20 minutes for the Mountaineers. They've really looked disjointed offensively.
No, they have seven new guys. Juwan Staton is not nearly 100% right now. He's been dealing with an ankle all preseason. And, you know, I like the way that Monmouth has, you know, they've gone from man to zone, zone to man. And the zone has been very effective. As you said, you know, West Virginia, you know, they're being forced to throw up a lot of long shots, which obviously is not ideal. But, you know, Monmouth, you know, defensively, they're really doing the job, whether it's man or zone so far.
And, Josh, we talked early on in this season, or rather in our broadcast, about the keys to the season. And, again, our interview pushed back a little bit. They don't have bathrooms on the first floor here in the Coliseum, so I had to run around through the concourse and find a bathroom. But brief, and I know that you posted it, I know that you tweeted it, and it's on your Hawks Nest blog as well, but what are a couple of your keys to the season for this Monmouth team? A couple of things for us to keep an eye on all season long, as we know you'll be with us the entire year.
Well, first, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, Bruce Cofani was brought in here as, you know, a big physical defensive presence down low, and he's getting a taste of that right now. You know, Devin Williams is a legitimate, you know, Power 5 level physical big man, and Devin Williams is really doing the job on the board so far. He's got 10 rebounds, and, you know, if Monmouth is going to be successful this season, Cofani's going to have to play a big role down low. You know, second, the maturation of guys like Colin Stewart, who looked, you know, he looked pretty comfortable there in his limited time there in the first half. Andrew Nicholas, it appears, is going to come off the bench some more. He looked pretty good, except for the one bunny he missed there late. You know, these sophomores, you know, Josh James, Justin Robinson, played very well in the first half. Guys like that are going to have to take, you know, a significant step forward if, you know, Monmouth is going to continue this process of trying to contend in the MAC with teams like Iona, Manhattan, Quinnipiac.
Well, definitely could take a positive step to that with obviously pulling off a shocking upset tonight, but even just putting forth 20 more really good minutes of basketball, I think would go a long way. Hawks leading 26-21. What do you want to keep an eye on the final 20 of this one?
Oh, they got to, you know, they have to clean up the boards. You know, they're getting out rebounded 28-18, you know, behind Devin Williams. West Virginia has, as I said, 18 offensive rebounds. You cannot allow second and third opportunities. You have a five-point lead. Limit the second and third opportunities. If you limit the second and third opportunities and you keep playing, you know, good defense, man and zone, you know, they're going to be there at the end come money time.
Josh, appreciate a few minutes. Look forward to speaking with you all basketball season. Normally, we'll have a longer time during our halftime show, but fans, please check out Josh's great coverage all season long. It'll be in the Asbury Park Press and on Twitter at Joshua Newman, I believe.
Joshua_Newman.
At Joshua_Newman, also with great in-game updates as well. Josh, appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Eddie. Appreciate it.
That's Josh Newman from the Asbury Park Press. Hawks leading West Virginia 26-21 at halftime. We'll be back in 30 seconds right here on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks.